Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Father, thank you for tonight. You're already blessing our time together. Flow like a river in our midst here tonight. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. You may be seated. The second verse, the second stanza. All right, this verse just did something to me. He said, I mean, 1, 2, 3. But he said, bowing to the Father's will. He took a crown of thorns. He just did something to me. I don't know. That's why we had to stop the song, because we would have traveled to Accra. It's okay to travel to Accra, right? We like Accra. Yeah. Now, there's one thing. Tonight, God wants to refresh your tongues. I'm waiting for you to appreciate what I said. But I want to preach, because otherwise we'll be gone by the time it's 10 o'clock and then we wouldn't have heard any word. Okay. So just want to preach for a few minutes and then we will avail ourselves. So bowing to the Father's will, he took a crown of thorns. The first thing here is whether you know the Father's will. You know, many of you are just sailing through Christianity. You don't really know what God wants you to do. You get it. Many sail through, and that makes it extra challenging to serve God. Yes or no? Yes or no? It's good to see some people tonight. I think I'm seeing one or two faces. If you keep doing it, if you keep it like this, nobody should come, just as Samaritans. You see that? You see who is who? It's like, if your bank account is zero, it's better than if it's minus. Or if you keep in Boxan, it's not your money. You keep Boxan in your bank account, when you see your statement, you feel nice. The money is not for you. Give her the money and see how the bank account is, whether it's good or bad. It's good to. I feel nice. I feel nice. Yes. Even if it's 20 people, at least this is the people that we have here. They've come all the way. Not people who are coming because they must come. No. We come here. This is our place. All right? They should also stay where they are and do what they have to do. So I'm saying that the Father's will, to know his will and to bow to his will, that's two different things. That's why sometimes you have Christians who say, I want to find out God's will for my life. It's a good thing to find out, even though sometimes you don't find out. It's opening. even though it's a good thing to find out, but sometimes people don't find out. People don't get it. It's not so simple. But when you find out the Father's will, then the next thing is to bow. And that's the difficulty. That's the problem. That's the challenge. Because even Jesus, he was trying to. Once he was locked up in this flesh, he was trying to beat out. So find out the Father's will. Is it ministry? Then bow to his will and take a crown of thorns. Because the Father's will come with all kinds of challenges, issues, problems, difficulties. Just minister to me. So I said, let me share it with you. This is a Bible study. What do you think? Yeah. So if you don't know the Father's will, it's very difficult to bow to it. You sail, you move around, you just flow. Do you get it? For example, if the Father's will is that you stay in this church, it means that all the foolish things and the stupid things that goes on, you stay inside. You bow to his will. You don't say, you know what? I fed up. I can't take this stupidness no more. If you know that the Father's will is to stay in this church. Are you there? Is it working? Yeah. If you know the Father's will is to be a minister and to preach the gospel, then whether people listen to you, whether people expect you, whether people receive you, whether people don't receive you, that's not the issue. The issue is that you bow to the Father's will. Are you with me? Now tonight, for the few minutes we have, I want to continue talking about the mega church, the large church. My prayer is that you will understand the need for a large church, a mega church. The Bible says that God looked at the world and he loved the world. And he realized that, let me give my son to this world so that through my son, we'll build a housing scheme for all those who will apply for it. And the housing scheme will be a place where people will enjoy life. People will feel nice. Yeah, people will feel everything. And that is what the scripture says, you might have life and have it more abundantly. Are you following from last week? I think that's where we started from, isn't it? That God had to love the world to bring Jesus to gather a group of people together as a nation, as a kingdom. Because he saw how the world is going and how it was going to go. So he decided, you know what? Let me step in and get people who believe in me to separate themselves from the world. That is why if your relatives don't find you strange, you are not a good Christian. I'll say it again. I'm saying that if your relatives don't see that something is wrong with you, you are not a good Christian. I once heard a preacher say, people say that he's mad. In fact, he has lost his mind for many, many, many years ago. He lost his mind many, many years ago. You will have to have people around you tell you that they're doing something wrong. When you hear that, you should shout hallelujah. Yeah. She said, Lord, thank you for making me different. It is the difference they see. That's why they try to describe the difference as a bad difference. But if you look at all of us who are here, you will have to have something in your family to be here. Otherwise, you don't qualify to be here. You don't qualify. Jesus came to his own. His own received him not. His own crucified him. His own rejected him. His own did not accept him. If your own does not reject you, you are not part of Jesus Christ. That's why he said that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. Your family members can tell you that you are doing something crazy. If you don't get that, sweetheart, you are not on the right track.
And so God has come, God has brought his son Jesus to take people out of this world that we are all used to and all of us know into another world, but it is right here in on earth. You see, it is a spiritual thing, so it doesn't really minister to people. But if it was in the Old Testament, God would have organized us across the Atlantic Ocean to another country. And that is how America was even built. Because the Moravians, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, and the Calvinists, they left Europe because they were not appreciated. They were not accepted in Europe. So they were looking for a place like Canaan. Just like Moses took a group of people from Egypt to Canaan, they also wanted a new place where they could serve their God with gladness and freedom. That's why America is based on freedom. That's how their money is in God we trust. Because the people, there's nobody who's an American. They're all from Europe. I'll say it again. America is not for anybody you see on TV. It's for the red Indians like the Amerindians in Guyana. Every white man, Biden, Trump, all of these people are Europeans. Yeah. Their names even tell you. Donald Trump, he's from Scotland. Joseph Biden, he's from somewhere, some Ireland. Al Pacino, he's from Italy. Steven Spielberg, he's a Jew. All these people, they are children of immigrants who said, you know what, we want a Canaan. We want a land that is flowing with milk and honey, that we can serve God on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday, without any government trying to push us to do something we don't want to do. And so they took ships, they went on board ships, and they left Europe. And they found America. And they started to settle there. And they lived there. And they built the Constitution of America on freedom. That he who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's why America is one of the most craziest countries in the world. Yeah. It becomes too free. It's too much. It's free. Then on their money that they generated, they put in God we trust. Not the money, we trust God, not the money that we are using. They have what, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution says freedom of religion. Freedom of speech. You can't, in America, you can say anything you want to speak. Even if President Biden is talking, you can say, hey, shut your mouth. If you show Jack D the middle finger, you go to jail. Yeah, you're not free. You can't do that here. It's a banana republic. So it is that Canaan, it is that United States of America that God has come to do it again, or God has come to do it. But then he is not requiring us to leave Ghana, leave Nigeria, leave Barbados, leave Mexico, and go where? There's no physical place to go. The place to go to is a supernatural, a spiritual realm. It's a spiritual group of people. No matter where we are at, our spirits are what come together and make us a nation or a group of people or a kingdom. And this project is ongoing. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, that you are Peter the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And he said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so this taking from Egypt to Canaan, this moving from Europe to America, this Christian, this church thing, Jesus said he's the one doing it. And it's a spiritual thing. He said that he will do it, and the gates of hell, no matter how it tries, it will not prevail against it. And that is what you and I are part of. And so our understanding must be that God has a plan. He's progressively grouping people The Bible says that we are all members of one body. Can you imagine the Good Shepherd Church here in Samaria? As much as all of us have come together, we still miss the teeth. We look different without teeth. You can't smile. Yeah. You saw somebody skinning her teeth. You can't skin your teeth. You won't get no teeth for skin. Your mouth falling, I hear it. That's why, even in the natural, when people's mouths are falling in, they go and put things together so that the mouth wouldn't fall in, but it will stay out. Because you can have everything together. If you don't have teeth, you look fantastic. In the same way, no matter how many people we have, if we don't reach our capacity, and our capacity is the sky is the limit, we will still miss parts of the body that God has given to us. And which means that if we miss those parts, then we will not be complete. I was sharing this afternoon with a group of people, and I was saying that, you see, you have to be mad or you have to be crazy to want to have a small church. Because in a small church, there's nothing inside. If you live in a village with only 3 people, there will be nothing in the village. I mean, which one is better? Living in a village of 100 people or living in a village of 25,000 people? 100 people, you easy not get a bank, easy not get a school, you easy not get a supermarket, you can easy not get a job. Now, Christians don't understand that so is the church, that if we don't have a lot of people, there will be missing things that are supposed to benefit us. And I'm pointing this thing to John chapter 10 and verse 10, where Jesus said, but I am come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. The life and abundance of it is what we enjoy here on earth. That little contact, that guy you want to marry who is in the church and not outside, that girl that your heart shifts when you see her in the church when she's worshiping, not a girl outside there. Yeah. No, Sister Elsa has not married because it's not a mega church. There's no post office in the village for her to post her letter. And it's the fault of the people who have developed there, who are part of the village. They ain't going nowhere. They don't care, because even though they don't write letters, so they don't care who is posting a letter. We would have had a wedding for Sister Elsa a long time ago. Yes. Yeah, but right now, like, she's sitting next to her husband. They're hugging up and holding hands and all kind of thing. The same for Sister Esther. Yeah. Sister Esther would have been all night long. I mean, as she came to church, she's sleeping because last night was a busy night with her husband. Yeah. But we are a church with only one hand. Yeah. With all that we have, and all the excitement, all the pride we have, we are still a church without all the members coming together. Because you have loopholes. You have that is why it's very interesting how you would want to choose somebody to spend the rest of your life with outside the church when there are people inside the church. So, unless we discover and appreciate and understand the revelation, we will not become complete. Because there's somebody connected to your welfare who God wants in the church. Now, you see, the floodgates are open. You believe it? The floodgates are open. The Lord told me that He's bringing somebody. It's bringing a very significant somebody. I should look out for the person. unassuming. It's not somebody who, when you see, you say, oh, Priyam and Ekchan. No, 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 no. That's how God works. Somebody will come and sit among us, normal. It's only when you go into the person's life that you see that, ah, really? Wow. The floodgates, the tsunami, the water that is coming from heaven is bringing church growth, is bringing prosperity, is bringing a lot of things into your life. I'm telling you. Watch and see. And it has to happen because you need some things that is difficult to find in the world. But if we can have somebody who is here, who is connected to that thing which we need, you see that our lives will become easier. Oh, yes. With all the buses that we bring and all that, there's not everybody who pays for buses. So some people get bus for free. Some people get all kinds of things. Maybe the bus price you pay, somebody doesn't pay that at all. Because there are people who are connected to this body that must come together for the body to be complete. That's why we need a large church. That's why we need a large church. I need a large church. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It has always been my dream to have an apartment complex for the younger people whose families and homes are somewhere. Yeah. Because you need, just like it happened with the Europeans when they went to America and the Israelites as they left Egypt, there must be a certain migration from your normal environment to a new environment that will help you to serve God and serve God well. Nobody can serve God properly in their own environment. You have to get out. Either physically or you disconnect from the people you know from before. There must be a disconnection to serve God well. Tell anybody, there must be a disconnection. Yeah. That's why many people who stay connected to their old companies, they don't do well in Christian life. You must disconnect. That's when the prosperity and the moving forward happens well. Amen. All right, so I hope you got it. One of the reasons why we need to have these churches is the feeling that my house may be filled. His house may be filled. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. So for God so loved the world that he gave. And then what happens? And they say that I'm come that you might have life. You have it more abundantly. Isn't it? Because he said he'll build his church. So understand that God is gathering people. One other thing that I want to emphasize briefly is also how we must, as we have come in, we must understand what it is and then get others to also come in. Yeah. I went one day, there's a housing scheme, a private scheme on the East Bank. I saw this signboard, you know, when you go airport, East Bank, go come. I saw this signboard of something, houses. I said, let me go and see. I like that. So when I see signboards, I like to follow them. If I'm not late to where I'm going, I would like to turn around and go and see what is there. So I turn inside. It's on the East Bank. If you are going to the airport, you turn, I think it's after Craig or so, you go left. There's a place, Bad Road. When I went there, I said, wow, there's a whole community developing. It's a private land that somebody is trying to, it's like you don't own the land, but you own the house. You know the place? You know the place, yeah. It's just something. And it's very interesting. Very interesting. The road is bad. I don't know whether they fix the road. When you go there, the houses, you have small, you have this. It was one house I entered inside because some of them, you know, they were building it. Some people live abroad and they have bought a land or bought some of the, giving them money. Yeah, it's like a boxan type of thing, but as you give in, then they are building. So that's what I felt was a very bad project. Because it's like your money has to build a house. So if you don't contribute for 10, 15 years, you won't have a house, sort of.
I felt it was some way. It's dangerous. It's like a Ponzi scheme, isn't it? But it's like, it's been built. And when I went there, there was this house. Big house. Charlie! Big house. You go and see the bathroom. Big bathroom. Jacuzzi. What kind of thing? Everything there is still in rubber from America. The appliances. The stove. I said, but who is this who's coming to live at the back of nowhere to want to enjoy himself? Big house. Now, they were trying to invite people to join. They have become ambassadors. They even have an office in town, I learned. And they do, adverts and encouraging people to get into it. That is where we have missed it. Because if a lot of people get into the scheme and all of that, the place becomes a better place. They get money, becomes a bigger community. They can even go to the government and say, oh, we need a school. Oh, we need this, we need that. But you have to grow the thing. In the same way, the church must become like that, Karen. This Good Shepherd Church here, this opens like Wednesday evening service, every chair must be occupied. Every chair must be occupied on a Wednesday night. Bridge? Who cares about bridge? Traffic? My fault. I'm going to church on a Wednesday evening. I'm sure we'll come to that on a Sunday morning. If you love the Lord, you love the brethren. But it is up to us now to really act as ambassadors of Christ, who will now encourage others. We are like salespeople, insurance people, who are trying to organize people to come and buy insurance or come and take part in a project that will benefit both them and us. And so the next thing I want us to look at is the filling, the principle or the concept of filling. You get it? And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. The concept of filling. That's why tonight God is going to fill you again with the Holy Ghost. Your tongues are going to change tonight. When there's nobody who likes half of anything. They say half a loaf is better than none. It's true. But I better have a full bread than a half bread by the grace of God. I mean, nobody's happy with anything half or a piece of something. Everybody wants the fullness of everything. If you are thirsty for water and somebody gives you a bottle of water, but then it's just a little bit inside. You say, oh, Charlie, you're a wicked power. Just look at the water that he has given me. But it's water. It's not water you're looking for. You didn't say, I want a bottle of water. You said, do you have some water? I said, I gave you a bottle of water with some small water inside. And now you're abusing me. You tell me how I wicked. Because of the size. Because the bottle wasn't filled. You're giving food in a plate or in a bowl. And when you see the food, you say, ah, there's a lot of space around the food. You say, what's this? Oh, there's meat. They give you food. And they give you 1 foot, chicken foot. Meanwhile, when you see one toe, meanwhile, when you see the pot, you see that the chicken is swimming in the pot. You ask yourself, what's the problem? Why have I been giving something small when my bowl could have been filled? Let me tell you. In the days when we were growing up, my father's food there, when my mother makes fufu for my father, you can't see the fufu. The meat has overshadowed the fufu. Oh, yeah. And you just get the chicken, the leg, from the knee down. And my mother will put it on the side of the neck. You raise the skin and push it inside. And that's all your fufu for you. They cut the leg like that. It goes the skin around the neck, the chicken here, and it's on your fufu for you. And my father's fufu, you can't even see the fufu. It's meat only. Some will say it's not fair. Yes, your father's fufu. You should bow to the father's fufu. Yeah, can you sit on that chair? And so, God doesn't have. You see, apart from the church,
God does not deal with half-filled things. The Bible says the heavens are the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began. He said, if you are thirsty, come and you'll be filled. God doesn't deal with half filled. It's not like half low fat milk, low fat, half full. No, it must be full. It is in the church that we are exposing God and making God look like he's happy with half things. Empty churches, empty chairs. The people are there and you see half of the church is empty. And then we say we represent God. And we say we are of God. And we say that we belong to God. God doesn't deal with half-filled things. It is only when he decides to trust human beings that things now begin to degenerate into half-empty places. It's clearly stated here, come in that my house may be filled. 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 There must be meat in my house so that there will be meat in my house. And prove me, there must be meat. My house must be filled with food. So God is not happy with a half-filled church. He's not happy when just half of your heart is for him, the other half is for your job or something else. He wants the fullness already. Fullness is something that comes with God. And so, the house must be filled that God will be God. That's why we must have a big church. So when you come here, you see a big building like that, you see the place is filled. Now, you don't know how nice it sounded or even it sounds when we are singing a worship song and then your voices are higher. This is something. If you were a bandit in the bush years old, and you're waiting to hear what's going on here, and you see people standing and singing, their hands lifted up, this whole place is filled, and singing, oh, the rugged cross. I mean, your banditry will disappear from you. you will come and join, or you run back and say, Charlie, I went to a place that they were singing was very nice. Bah. In the days of microphones and electrical instruments, you don't even know whether the church is empty or filled. Because somebody might hear me from afar and say, oh, there's a church there. But you may not know that, Charlie. It's only two rows up to one section. Of what? Is it 20 or how many chairs, Gavin, in a section? No, there's this circle. Because we just filled the first two checks. 60? That's about 30. This is 60. Yeah. Are you sure it's 30? Yes, 30. 5, 6, 30. Okay, he's correct. He's right. 5, 6, 30. And so it's like 60. Yeah. Look at. So that's another 60. That's 120. That's another 120. That's 240. That's another 120. 300 and something. And only 60? We are giving God a bottle of water that is at the bottom line. I say, Lord, you are thirsty? This is what I got for you. It's like God cannot afford things that are complete. And God is a God who completes things. We sing songs. He has not brought me this far to leave me. He who have started a good work, he's also able to accomplish and finish it. There's nothing like God halfway. God a piece of something. God is always a full God. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. So when it comes to filling, we must understand who we represent in terms of his concept and his nature as a God. When God comes here, he fills you. When God comes here and your eyes can open, he doesn't fill the stage only. He fills the whole place. The train of his robe fills the temple. The train of his robe. The kingly robe that he's wearing and the train is so big and lengthy that it fills the temple. And so because he's a God who fills, who completes, who doesn't do things and there's a little bit left, we have to represent that God and make sure that your bus is full.
Hey, these days, if you don't bring a bus, you'll be on the Rangu Hill.
Now, a time is coming. Orangu won't be because you left the church. Orangu, because you don't bring a bus. You are an Orangu.
You are redefining Orangu in our church.
It's not me. I'm an Orangu. You're an Orangu. You are a big Orangu. You don't bring any bus. You must dream buses. I say you must dream buses because we have come to understand that when it comes to presenting ourselves before God, the house must be filled. It's very interesting when Sunday mornings the breeze is blowing and you see that the chairs are moving. It makes a noise. It's like God says, yeah, watch. Yeah, watch. Because if we are somebody sitting on the chair, it will not move. And so we can do it. And it is something that we must do. That God wants his house to be filled because he does not associate himself with small things. He says that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed it in the earth, in the soil. And when it is grown, he said, better the end of something than the beginning thereof. God always makes sure. Can you imagine at your age, if you were still like a dwarf? We laugh at those people. You see that the foot is old, but it's small, short like that. You see that he's old, but he's little bit. We laugh at those people. Because he's little bit. He's not full. Even people who are full and they're a little short, some women don't like them. Me, I'm no short, man. It's like Wendy was being made. Some of the ingredients was left in the pot. So he's a little bit of a human being. People don't like him. Yeah, I said, shout. I said, man, what do you think about this man? I said, Bishop, he's shout, man. He's too shout. I mean, that's the guy. Help you understand what I'm saying. All right, stand to your feet. Are we going to live a full life? Get people here. Like singing stars. I mean, showing singing stars on stage. They must fill this whole stage. And this thing, you come with 3-4 people and you are excited. This stage must be full. Five dancing stars. In the house of God, do you think the presentation on stage, do you think God is pleased? That's what I'm saying. We are like a church with one hand. So we are like a church with one hand. Or one eye. Zorro. What is Zorro with one eye? Zorro has a patch. Antonio Banderas. Let us move into filling. May we be people who fill things for the Lord. You fill your bus for the Lord. Your ministry will be full for the Lord. The church, your contribution to the church will cause the church to be full in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just begin to speak in tongues again. Speaking tongues. There's a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. Your tongues has been the same for a long time. It's changing tonight.
is changing tonight. Karaba satabandoro mokebrendes. Mataya makanda maranda makaya. Oil is being poured out tonight. Rekende makaya baskoto borundo makaya. Re mara bakaya basataya malon de re meke brende re. Rakabarabara, open your mouth and speak in tongues. The Lord is turning things around. He's turning things around. He's shaking your tongues. He's filling you again. Fresh oil, fresh fire. Makatalaba, for the fullness of things. Marandelemekabrababa. Now, what is the use of a fridge that is empty? Only one bottle of water in the fridge. Rakabaraba. No, that is no more. You'll be somebody who will bring fullness with fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh tongues tonight in the name of Jesus. Makatabarababa. Rakabaranda. Makabaraba. Kabrababanda. Rekebedebe yabaraba kabrababandarababa. Rakabarabandiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendiremikibendirem
branda makaya balabala bandi. Makata, 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 makata. Makata baraba kabraba bandas. Makata branda makaria baba. Rakata baraba kabranda la baba. Rekete, mandoromo, kebrondo. Shikata baranda makaya babandere meke brindis. Rayaba, rayaba, rayaba rababa baraba. Rabaraba kabranda la makabrandere meke brindis. Rikata baba bandere meke brindis. Maroma sata kaya babanda makerie bebendis. Uruko toyo makoto ramakaya andirimi kabranda rararara. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Rakatata barababa. Rakatata barababa. Rakatata barababa. Rakatara baraba kabranda rababa. Rakatara bakabanda rababa. Rakatara bakatara baraba kabrababa. Marandere meke presete bere mekende. Mandara makabranda makaya. Mandara makabranda ya makaya babandas. Rakataya barabandara makabrandaras. Rikete bere mekabrasa tarababa. Rama malandos. Rama la malamandos. 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 Rakata baraba. Rakata rababa. Rakata raba kabranda raba. Rika basete mekeria baba kabrana. Rikala bakabra bakabara barabandas. Father, what a blessing it is. We're enjoying the sweetness of your spirit. As you are gathering us from the north, the west, the south, and the east to come into the kingdom of God and to be part of the Good Shepherd Church. Keep on bringing people. Keep on bringing people. Let the floodgates bring people. Let the multitudes gather in this place. Refresh us anytime we come here. Thank you, O God, for your presence and your spirit. A fresh baptism. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.